Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball four. Batty moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Batty. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Batty steals third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasquale hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-2 in the game. AG takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. AG moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The throw from Batty and he is safe. AG steals third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ulander hits a line drive into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Adair reaches third base with a triple. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Al Weiss. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Elia pinch runs for Deacon Jones. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Elia moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. Elia moves to third. Howard moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elia scores. Howard scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Bill Plyce now pitching. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Robinson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Scourin now playing first base. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Adair moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Belander moves to second. One out. Bob Allison pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Belander scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Joe Horland now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.